Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Batsman Tom Latham and all-rounder Jimmy Neesham have been added to New Zealand's squad ahead of the second and final test against India in Wellington. Latham comes in as cover for Ross Taylor, whose partner is expected to give birth either before or during the second test, which begins on Friday. If the baby has not arrived before the test begins, Latham will replace Taylor in the lineup. All-rounder Neesham replaces fast bowler Doug Bracewell in the squad. Neither Bracewell nor Jesse Ryder were considered for selection following a late-night drinking session that resulted in misconduct charges and fines for both men. The squad is otherwise unchanged from the one that beat India by 40 runs in Auckland to go 1-0 up in the series. India have left fast bowler Ishant Sharma out of both their Asia Cup and ICC World 2020 squads, calling up Cheshwar Pujara to their ODI squad. Following a 4-0 ODI series defeat in New Zealand, India have decided to make changes before they head to Bangladesh later this month for the Asia Cup. Young quick bowlers Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Varun Aaron, Ishwar Pandey and Mohammed Shami will lead the attack. While Pujara has established himself in the test side, he's played just two ODIs, those came against Zimbabwe in August. Yuvraj Singh was left out of the ODI squad in New Zealand, is named in the squad for the World 2020 also in Bangladesh, with Suresh Raina, who misses out on an Asia Cup berth, also in that squad. Australia have named their squads for both the ICC World 2020 and the ICC Women's World 2020. Brad Hodge and Brad Hogg are included in Australia's 15-man squad, as Brad Haddin, David Warner and Shane Watson return after being rested for the recent series against England. Leg spinner James Muirhead is in the squad after making a good impression in the same series, and James Faulkner, expected to have recovered from knee surgery by then, is also in. Meg Lanning, who acted as captain of the women's team when Jodie Fields was unavailable through injury during the women's Ashes, will continue to lead the side despite Fields' return.